you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, December 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has forged a licensing deal with the chip startup Groq for its AI inference technology. Groq makes chips that offer faster deployment and lower power consumption than graphics processing units. Under the non-exclusive deal, Groq CEO and founder Jonathan Ross will be joining NVIDIA, along with its president and other staff. The Chinese government has imposed sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 of their executives. The move is in retaliation for the Trump administration's approval of a large package of weapons for sale to Taiwan last week. China's new sanction targets include Northrop Grumman, Boeing's St. Louis-based defense unit, and Palmer Luckey, the founder of Anduril Industries. Beijing said it would freeze the assets of the sanctioned entities, ban them from Chinese transactions, and prohibit the executives from entering mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. And Google says it'll start letting users change their Gmail addresses without interfering with their data. That's according to an update to a support page. The old email address will be set as an alias, and users will be able to receive emails at both addresses. Users will only be allowed to change their address again after 12 months. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.